For Little Friends. Poetry. Heavenly Father by LaFond Hall. The Lord thy God will love thee and bless thee. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 12 and 13. It makes me feel good inside to know that the same loving Father who guided Moses and his people safely through the Red Sea, who preserved Daniel in the lion's den, who brought Lehi to the promised land, who helped David overcome Goliath and Esther to stay free, is also taking care of me. Your Nose Knows by Mary Ann Quick. What does your nose know? Lots of things. It knows where you are. Your nose knows if you're in school. It smells the crayons, paint, and chalk. Your nose knows if you're in a doctor's office. It smells the germ killers. Your nose knows if you're at the ocean. It smells the salty air. It knows what season it is. It smells wet dirt on a rainy spring day, cut grass in the summer, burning leaves in the fall, and wet woolen mittens in the winter. It knows when it's a special time. Your nose smells cake on your birthday, and Christmas trees and gingerbread men at Christmas time. Your nose smells farm animals at a fair, popcorn at a movie, hot dogs at a ball game, pizza in the school cafeteria, and the treat for family home evening. What does your nose know? It knows lots of things. Just smell. Smell and see what your nose knows. Good Books for Little Friends. My Sisters Love My Clothes by Brendan Hanrahan. Louie has the coolest clothes. 3 green striped tube socks, Hawaiian surfing jams, shark bit t-shirt, fluorescent orange windsurfing jacket, duck-billed fishing cap. And his sisters love them. They're such nice sisters, and they ask so nicely to borrow his things. Louie ends up a winner by letting them. Walter's Tale by Lisa Campbell Ernst. When Walter was a puppy, his ever-wagging tail was cute. But when he grew into a big dog, it was a disaster. Mrs. Tooley still loved him, and his tail eventually came to her rescue. The Little Match Girl by Hans Christian Andersen. This classic story about the death of a little girl due to the uncaring of those around her is beautifully retold by Christine San Jose and illustrated by Anastasia Arkapawa. The Terrible Eek by Patricia A. Compton. In this Japanese folktale, both a human thief and a wolf are about to sneak into the house when they hear the father tell his son that the thing he feared most was a terrible leak. The wolf doesn't know what a leak is, and the thief mistakes leak as eek and doesn't know what that is. Then the fun for the reader begins. Peanut Butter Candy by Gail Chateau Flegel. 2 cups confectioner's sugar, 1/2 cup peanut butter, 2 tablespoons cocoa, 3 tablespoons evaporated milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla, extra confectioner's sugar. 1. With very clean hands, mix the first 5 ingredients together well. 2. Roll the dough into walnut-sized balls, then roll the balls in a bowl of extra confectioner's sugar. End of the article for Little Friends.